It's one of those shows that every piece of music that you listen to, you won't believe that Burt Bacharach wrote it for a start, because he wrote so many big hits. And many people sort of say, I'm not sure who Burt Bacharach is, but as soon as you start listing the songs, as you played earlier, they start to realize how prevalent he was in the sort of 60s and how many songs actually people do know. And we've basically, it's a concert of his music and to celebrate his writing. And it's just brilliant. I mean, it's hit after hit after hit. And it's an 8-piece band with a 3-part horn section. So you've got a live orchestra, which is nowadays quite rare to get because everyone's, you know, because of costs and stuff like that, everyone does recordings and backing tracks. But we've got a live orchestra, which is amazing to sing with. You know, there's lots of interaction on stage with the band and the singers and the audience as well. And we like them to sing along and join in as well. And it brings back memories for the guys watching as well, because, you know, throughout the 60s, if you were growing up, and we've got a projection on the back, which sort of brings back memories for you, so what cars were driving around, who was in the hits, who was in the news at the time. So it just sort of jogs memories as we go along, as well as singing these songs. Between songs, I'll do a bit of chat and tell people a bit about Burt Bacharach and about the hits and where they were in the charts at the time and who sang them and things like that. And, you know, yeah, it's all about the music, and we sing the songs in their entirety as they were originally performed, so we don't change the arrangements. They are the same songs in the same arrangement as you would remember when you were growing up, sort of thing.
As you say, you look down the list of songs, and you mentioned the 60s, and clearly Burt Bacharach was prolific in the 60s. So many of
Absolutely.
The 60s songs that we know and love are down to him. But he didn't stop there, did he? You introduced me last time to his work with Ronan Keating. Deacon Blue did songs by Burt Bacharach. They released an EP in the 90s.
Yeah.
Did that. I've got a great Luther Vandross track. It's just an amazing back catalogue.
And these songs weren't just recorded by one artist, like you say. You know, they got re-recorded by different artists throughout the 60s, and you know, you'd get someone recording it in America and then another artist recording it over here. For instance, Alfie was recorded by Cilla Black over here, but then for the American release they got Cher to record it, so you've got two versions of the same song within a year or so of each other, because they were so good. And, you know, you could each bring your own nuances and experiences to these songs and tell your own story with them.
And I wonder how that works when you're taking a show like this onto the stage in Gravesend and around the country. Do you get the sheet music out, or do you improvise? How do you approach these songs?
I think originally, like I say, we sing them how they were originally performed and these same arrangements. But, of course, we bring our own experiences to these songs. And like I said, they all tell a story which you can relate to as well. So although they're the same arrangement and the same song, every time you sing them, you bring something new to them, because your life changes and your experience changes and you can bring something new to it. And just like all these fantastic artists that have recorded these songs throughout the years, you know, they've seen that, and they've seen that they can bring their own experiences and life to these stories as well.
You've been touring this show for quite a while now. I know you were in Dartford back in June. You're touring around the country. As far as I can see, you're still adding dates. Are you getting a good reaction?
We're getting a great reaction. Every time we get there, it's the audiences, obviously, they vary with regards to sizes and stuff, but the reaction, we go out front afterwards and greet people as they leave, if you like, and say goodbye, because we support Breast Cancer Now. We do a charity collection as well, so while we're going up and down the country singing these amazing songs, we have a little charity bucket, and some of the money that the ticket price goes to the charity as well. So we're sort of aiming to raise about £10,000. That's our sort of goal. I think we're well on the way to that now already. But so when we're at the front collecting with the buckets, we have a chat with the audience, and they love it. They, you know, like I said, we put the projections up there, and, you know, people are saying, oh, you bring back so many memories, and, you know, where we were and what we were doing at the time. So that's really nice to hear, actually. Lovely.
And I guess really for anyone that's interested in music, whether they remember these songs the first time round, or whether they've come to know them over time, or they just want to discover the world of music by Burt Bacharach, this is a show that appeals to anyone, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, it covers every genre of music. I mean, he started, obviously, in 58 with two number one hits, back-to-back number one hits with Magic Moments and Story of My Life. And no other writers had done that before. him and Hal David. And, you know, they went on from there throughout the 60s to have over 50 hits, you know, which is incredible. He had a bit of a lull in the 70s, but he came back in the 80s with another couple of number one hits again, and, you know, Grammy Awards and Academy Awards. You know, he's a plethora of awards that he's got, and he just kept adding to them all the time. So, and now he's still touring, he's still going.
Martin, this is going to be a fantastic show on Friday. I'm looking forward to that very much. There's more details about tickets at woodville.co.uk, the Woodville's own website, and, of course, about you, Martin, martinneely.co.uk.